Well, hello, folks, on Audio Boom. It's day four of Audio Mo. And today I wanted to talk about ringtones, in particular, those on iOS. So, because I can play around with things, I decided that I was getting a little bit tired of the same traditional, tones on iOS, and I wanted some new ones to possibly spice up things a little bit. So, I downloaded a couple. I had them on my previous phone. I had one on my previous phone, and so I got some reaction out of it when it was playing. Anyway, so I'm gonna talk about each tone as I play it. So I have a couple of them. I only have two of them, so you guys won't be tortured with the rest of them. So the first one sounds a little bit like this. So that, in case some of you don't know what that is, there's an ice cream company called Mr. Softy, and they have ice cream trucks that go around the neighborhood and feed all the little happy kids in the neighborhood that come running whenever they hear that. And yeah. So, and the reason why I got some reaction out of it was because I used to have this on my old phone, and in the summer months I used to, just so I could be funny, I thought I would put it as a ringtone. And so when my phone would go off, it would play Mr. Softy, and depending where I was, usually I was at someone else's house. It happened with my parents one time. I was at their house and my phone rang, and my mom was like, "What is that?" And so I told her what it was, and I told her that I downloaded it. And so then I was with my cousin Vanessa and her little guy Colin, who's not such a baby cousin anymore. Anyways, I was with them and my uncle and my aunt, and we were all going for a walk, and my phone rang, and it just happened to play that lovely little tune. And at first she thought that there was an ice cream truck coming, and so she told little Colin to get out of the way. And then when I took my phone out of my pocket, she quickly realized that it was my phone, and she started laughing a little bit. And then when I got off the phone, my cousin was just kind of like, she's like, "I know that you had funny intentions," but she said that could be creepy in some context, because she says, not that you do that, but you could very easily just lure children to you by doing that, "Oh, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream," and then there's no ice cream, and then, right? So anyways, so I said, "You know what? I'll just keep it on my phone, and I'll use it as an alarm clock or something, or just show friends that I have that on my phone, and we laugh about it and joke about all the little kids in the neighborhood coming to run and ice cream, ice cream, ice cream." But no, we'll save that for the real deal. So the inspiration for my downloading of the second ringtone that I have on my phone that is non-iOS, the ringtone that is, anyway, it came from a friend of mine, anyway, I was at the office one day, and I get to the office, and I get to the office, and my friend says, "Hey, can you call my phone? Something happened to my phone." And I'm just, you know, I was joking around, and I'm like, sure, you can't see it, just like you can't see everything else because you're blind, and you probably left your phone in front of your face, and you can't find your phone. And my friend was just like, "Just call my damn phone." So I called her phone, and this happened. So, yes, I decided to download that on Friday, and eventually that is going to become my ringtone when I do decide to stop using it as an alarm clock like I did this morning, just to be funny, because I was using something else that was one of the iOS ringtones. But yeah. I can't wait to see what kind of reactions I'm going to get with that. Probably a lot more positive than Mr. Softy ice cream trucks, but... my friend was telling me that she was on the bus one day and her phone went off and someone was like, "Oh my god, that's your ringtone? That's so cool!" So in case some of you don't know what that is, that is... I don't know, it was labeled as 20th Century Fox Fanfare. And so basically what it is if you're watching a movie that's done by 20th Century Fox, the logo appears on the screen, and that music that you've heard accompanies the logo. So it's very well known here in North America, but it might not be known in other parts of the world. So just thought I'd point that out. Anyways, that is it for now. I will come back at y'all later, maybe tomorrow, with another fun and exciting update. All right, take care. Ciao for now.